This 3Dice Cino, when I ain't dropping another classic, I'm putting one in the air, rocking to the Royal Crush Takeover radio show with Royal Crush, Keisha, and Mr. Rungo. Tell that LeVar Hayes. Get your music heard, advertise your business on air, interviews, and promo every Thursday, 6 to 8. The radio show with the hottest independent artists in the DMV.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Hey, everyone. Hope y'all are having a great day. You know, this Thanksgiving Eve. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Mr. Russell, that.
You know, when you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover radio show.
What's up?
Not much. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. Just getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yep, I'm about to start cooking as soon as we get off the air.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yep, I am all set. So, you know, super excited about everything. Great time with you.
Yep.
You sound like you was napping, as always.
That too.
All right, well, let's get into our first track of the day. This is 2-in-1 by our special guest from last week, Little Reggie.
MBS, nigga. Reggie. TCO. Young nigga been sat in a booth. Young nigga been dropping these bangers. Every time I hit this dude, I get groovy. Drop my bangers like them right nigga groovy. And the pussy girl, you know I go stupid. Fuck you good, just some Baltimore music. Beat it up, then I pass to my bro. Don't that stupid, you know how the game go. Young nigga been getting his money. Young nigga been trapping every Sunday. Tell me nigga what you know about dragging. Tell me nigga what you know about trapping. Young nigga from the trench of the slums. I done seen it off of fiends of bunk. Yeah, bitch, I really hang in the slums. But my son, then the bitches go dumb. Tryna put off on my city, little nigga. You niggas out here really bluffing. All the shit you rapping, nigga, you frontin'. Talking about you got a 40 then toot it. Talking about you trapping, nigga, then flipping. I ain't tryna hit that bluffers, nigga. Nah. Nigga. MBS, we really been dragging. Lord, nigga, play down. We gon' have to pull up at your residence. MBS, we really dragging. Lord, nigga, play down. We gon' have to catch your ass in traffic. If we catch your ass, then nigga, you earned it. Hopped on the beat, then nigga, I burnt it. Had your chick, but my song is twerking. Not my fuck, cuz, nigga, I'm poppin'. Drag mode, you done, that's never stopping. City filled with some bitches and haters. All my team trying to do is get paid, but you niggas whores, man, y'all solving it down. You don't play with me, you stay your ass in the county. Feel like I can't say, y'all might as well crown me. I don't keep no bum ass niggas around me. Knockin' niggas that y'all getting real dizzy. Pay the 50, we gon' side down with blickin'. We gon' really hit your blocker and wicked. We gon' really spend the band with the quickest. Pop the stock like a fuckin' first nigga. Get my mask too, slide with no triggers. Yeah, get my mask too, slide with no triggers.
Yeah, man, we ready to turn it up. We ready to burn that bitch, you heard me. You heard me. NBS shit. You know how we coming.
You niggas rash, man, you snitching on tape. You a bitch, won't say shit to my face. Get my mask, too, spin around your way. 40 cal, go and let that thing rain. Spend a stack, get it back in one day. What you niggas know about getting cane? You niggas hating, throwing dirt on my name. A bunch of y'all live switching them lanes. A bunch of y'all just doing it for fame. All you niggas always hate on the team. All we trying to do is follow our dreams. NBS, what you know about the team? Niggas getting money, stacking that green. NBS on the money machine. And you know we counting all his cash. Bad seeds just stack up, almost fast. Your bitch want me cause the gold on my mouth. Won't you want me cause the G on my belt? MBS dropping all these bangers. Niggas really going run up a check. Took your bitch in the back of the Vic. She taught the game, now she know run away. I ain't know she run the street walker. She really taught the game with no problem. She love is a feature for everybody. Duck my nuts all over you, bitch. Why you niggas always hate on the kid? Make a move, that's you what niggas did. Decapitations and I take on our fist. Lullabies, walking niggas to bed. MBS on the way to the top. Took it, bitch, all I wanted was top. Did that, then I passed through the crib. You don't know me, yeah, that's how I do. MBS, every drag a little nigga. Niggas play guns, grab a little nigga. Bob, bob, pop, when you fit it. Niggas know, yeah, I do niggas crazy. All we do is count money, little nigga. Yeah, yeah, and we never be broke. Yeah, yeah, I probably be swole. Be going straight with the fool. Be going straight with the fool.
All right, and we are back. I like that joint. That was 2-in-1 by our special guest last week, Reggie. Yeah, definitely was a big and good interview last week. You know, he's a humble, up-and-coming rapper. And now let's get into our special guest for today. This is Fuck Social Media by Lil Cuddy.
Get a nigga slack, Instagram and get a nigga whack, Snapchat and get a nigga snack, Messenger for niggas that are rat. No, I now want that.
Damn.
I don't do no group chat.
I don't do no group chat.
Facebook will get a nigga slack, Instagram and get a nigga whack, Snapchat and get a nigga snack, Messenger for niggas that are rat. No, I now want that.
Go get him. No, I now want that.
I don't do no group chat.
I don't do no group chat.
Stack my money, don't show the stacks. You niggas post the money, it's a snack. You telling me you want me to take the rack? No accomplishment, wear the plaque. Stop posting pictures like that. Your bitch is texting me with all caps. She trying to get some dick, you know the facts. Fuck with my space, I need space. Or you getting sprayed, no mate. Marnie steady me, him a rape. Y'all steady me, him a tool. My little sister needs to pop to school. Fuck social media, nigga, cause that's how they trapping us, fool. Tend to the way you get caught lagging. Why you in a pussy blowing her back? And niggas are siding, they waiting with mags. Since you should have never dropped your location. Niggas was fighting and them niggas waiting. Shout out to all my niggas that ain't hating. Social media, y'all niggas be faking. Social media, y'all niggas be faking.
Fake ass niggas.
Facebook will get a nigga slack. Instagram will get a nigga whack. Snapchat will get a nigga snatch. Messenger for niggas that are rat. No, I now want that.
No, I now want that.
I don't do no group chat.
I don't do no group chat.
Facebook will get a nigga slack. Instagram will get a nigga whack. Snapchat will get a nigga snatch. Messenger for niggas that are rat. No, I now want that.
Fuck no.
Find it funny. Niggas post some pictures and be dummies. Bitches post some pictures looking bummy. Niggas post some pictures with their money. Whole time is a pack money. Social media gon' get you killed, so you better go and get your strap, dummy. Social media gon' get you killed,
so you better go and get your strap, dummy.
Niggas talking too much on internet. Try to cheese, yeah, we know he were rat. Beat his head with a baseball bat. I seen his brains and I heard if it's flat. We don't post shit cause that's signs of a rat. Niggas talking shit, then he can get slapped. Facts, facts, facts. Facebook will get a nigga slack. Instagram will get a nigga whack. Snapchat and get a nigga snack. Messenger for niggas that are rat. No, I now want that.
No, I now want that.
I don't do no group chat.
I don't do no group chat.
Facebook will get a nigga slack. Instagram will get a nigga whack. Snapchat and get a nigga snatch. Messenger for niggas that are rat. No, I now want that.
No, I now want that.
I don't do no group chat.
I don't do no group chat.
Yo, this Lil Cuddy, man. You know how I feel, man. Fuck social media, first of all, man. Fuck all them ratting ass niggas, faking ass niggas, and hating ass niggas, man. Chase it as paper. Only real niggas gonna move.
Alrighty, and we are back. I'm feeling that joint too. That was Fuck Social Media by our special guest, who will be coming up later on in the show. You know, so we're super excited to chat it up with him as well. But let's see, we got a caller. Let's get to the first one.
Right now, there's no hands up.
Oh, okay.
When I was screening, then I'll let you guys know on Messenger.
Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing much, homie. How you doing?
Good.
Just waiting for Thanksgiving. Sit back, watch TV, a couple football games.
Oh, I'm excited about the fellowship, the food. I'm really not looking, you know, excited about the football games.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. I don't even know who's playing.
Man, it's the Redskins and the Cowboys. Detroit and somebody. I mean, it's the only traditional that the Cowboys play and Detroit play. So I know it's a given. So we'll see what happens. I don't know who Detroit's playing right now.
Okay.
And then, then it's usually a third game. This year it might be two. I'm not sure.
Well, that's messed up.
Yeah.
All right, well, while we are checking on that, let's get to our next track. We'll do a bonus one. This is Feel It in the Air by Pass On.
Pops, I never showed me nothing. Murder when I was 15. Same age, learn to load a gun. Mobs need me, but really, wanna hit the road and run. They shoot and lock up our fathers and jokers for not having one. Well, yeah, now how real is that? This is food for thought. You don't appreciate it, give it back. This is my realest rap. I'm really showing where my feelings at. I'm sick of eating rappers, I got the itis. It's my nigga nap. Niggas trying to sign me. I'm on like where Jigga at. Not for real, like where that nigga at. I just all these rappers. Spitting they little Reynolds raps, bumping old fabulous. Lately I've been feeling cash, city cap still the same. Got a bull on it, trigger finger still the same. Bet I pull on it, a real nigga spitting facts, it feel good, don't it? Lately my life been like the car chasing Roman. Whole lot of options, best friend to pop at you. Everybody needs you, nothing like this for body. Trying to get out my emotions, that's what the bottle do. Part of being a man, it's just doing what you gotta do. Recognize my greatness, every verse phenomenal. Hate it for hate. Fuck it like a concert. Been broke for love to eat. My heart and my abdominal. I'm the light, I hope you show. I can't be set aside. Practice what I preach. These other niggas come. Every other line got me thinking that it's not true. Every other rhyme got me thinking that it's not you. Watching your video, she reminding me of Comic View. Be laughing at you, not with you. You hear me gassing official? Negro, please, I got a casket that fits you. Great aim with the flame, it's like a dragon and hit you. Check my credentials, pass some kill instrumentals. I'm a dog down the top of my fiddles. Feeling trapped in the middle. Right now rap look like a big bag of Skittles. I'm at my shows looking for plugs for the pillow. I'm still the same, I'm spitting this while I'm splitting a rillo. Ain't shit changed, motherfucker, I outball you to the blunt get little. My brother got 40 more years, fam, I'm drunk cause I'm miserable. No, I'm not kidding, you was broke. I got bread to attend to around the first. We was stressed when the rents due. Look, I'm blessed with this fence. You said they love me, but I didn't come to realize that. Most of them pretend to like, they don't know past. I don't know what your boy been through. The pain is maximized. The love ain't got minimal. Guess money is out of lives. Some people's lives are forgettable. Little nigga, you can see just got rid of you. F it. Check it, I'm about to get biblical. My fire will take you higher. Lately, I've been feeling like Samson without Delilah. Stringer without the wire. Nick Cannon without Mariah. Basically, what I'm saying, I'm the brawn and the brain. And even without a bitch, I'ma still get money to stink. But y'all don't hear me, though.
Alrighty, and we are back. I love that joint. Yeah, I love the original, and I definitely love, I like his remix on it as well. So speaking of remixes, let's get to the Barty Cardi's remix by our special guest coming up, Lil Cuddy.
Say that one more time.
The Barty Cardi remix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Lil Cuddy, I'm starving. I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm robbing. Yeah, it's Lil Cuddy, I'm starving. I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm robbing. Yeah, it's Lil Cuddy, I'm starving. I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm robbing. Yeah, it's Lil Cuddy, I'm starving. I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm robbing. I trip and I get a Ferrari. Man, this shit is basic on Molly. Bitch, I'm from the struggle, no sorry. What you know about Sir Sandra, no bacon. Now every day I'm eating bacon. Just to show you niggas that I'm not playing. You was talking, what the fuck was you saying? Get the tone now, I got a spray. I'm block a block, I holler, sisters gon' feed them niggas mad because I'm getting paid. And this baby still up in my playpen. And this baby still up in my playpen. Chopper be giving them halos, getting the chat of them pesos. I got shooters down my payroll, save a spot and you can. I don't think nobody can say yo, if you not gang, you lame. She shootin' look at your brain. Church is coming Hussein. Bird, she giving me brain. I spit this fire, this flame. I'm at the top of my game. Hang up and don't call again. Don't call cause we is not friends. Only friends, George F. and Ben. I got Jackson saying if you need 10. I love the papers, yeah, I love the M's. I got the juice, nah, I'm not a rookie. You niggas be bitches, get off me, pussy. Bitches was cool back then, but they act like they didn't give up the cookies. Now these bitches wanna give me the goodies. Take the cookies, then I'm gone, bitch. Before my game, you say it's long, bitch. You love me cause of this song, bitch. Wanna fuck me, then I'm on, bitch. You see low for some poor rich, you get it, yeah, you a poor bitch. I left so much of sore shit. I was like, yeah, I'm in the trap, yeah, I'm mixing all that raw shit. Big one like a sausage. COG, I'm on that hard shit. Seeing me, I'm the boss, bitch. MTB ain't no losses. It's Lil Cuddy and I'm starving. Shooting, killing, and I'm robbing. Gang, 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 bitch. Gang, gang.
Alrighty, and we are back. I like that joint as well. That was a Bardi Cardi remix by our special guest. That will be coming up very soon, Lil Cuddy. So, definitely can't wait to get him on the show. See what he has coming up.
Hold on hands, y'all. I'm still screaming, just let you know.
Okay.
Why everybody out on this Wednesday?
I know. They are out and about. I mean, well, of course we got our listeners, but no one wants to talk to us right now. They are on their way to grandma's house.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Yes, I always love this time of year. It's always a good look.
Yep. Get a little snow. You know, a little nice weather. Playing the snow.
Well, no, that's the only thing. You see, I don't mind the snow, but not too much of it.
I don't like the cold. Just I don't mind the snow. I don't like the cold.
Oh, yeah, the cold sucks too. Me, extra pain, extra everything.
Yeah. The snow itself ain't really that cold. It's the complications after the snow. But usually I'll be all right, though. So it'll be fun. I actually wasn't too bad here.
No. Last year wasn't bad.
Well, that's our first Wednesday show. At least I guess. Thought we might have some people this Wednesday. But like you said, travel nice outside. Get ready for Turkey Day.
Yep. Because I know I'm going to start cooking as soon as we're off the air.
Okay. What you cooking?
Sweet potatoes, collard greens, turkey, ham, fried chicken, baked macaroni and cheese.
No, all in one day?
No, not all today, but I'm going to start.
Okay. All right, so that sounds good.
That's good. We probably hungry. You hungry?
Ready, Big Caller?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, we got 248987.
Jose, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hello.
Hello, state your name, where are you from?
Two, four, eight, you're live. All right, Charlie dropped out.
Yeah. All righty.
Shady, her wonderful food you was cooking. Also, shout out to Ann Jules for being number one in her... Number one in Boston, I believe. She's in Mass, Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's number one.
Yeah. Oh, of her show.
Her music.
443-558.
Hello, say your name. Where are you from?
443-813.
What?
Hello.
Yeah.
What's going on? Say your name. Where are you from? What's up, man?
I'm from B-More.
And who are we speaking to?
Speaking to Nardo. Lord Cuddy on there.
He gets on around. Yeah, he gets on at 7 o'clock. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm trying to call Winnie up there.
Oh, okay. Well, what you have going on?
We ain't doing nothing, just chilling. You know what I mean? Waiting for the little homie to get on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
I want to see him shine tonight. You know? That's all.
Appreciate that.
Wow, what's going on with y'all?
You know, nothing much. You know, talking about tomorrow, that's all.
Okay, that means y'all already ready.
Yep, we are.
Okay, okay. What you eating at the crib? Were y'all going out or what?
Oh, no. I am cooking.
Oh, all right. Well, you better must be prepped already or you're going to be rocking all night.
I am prepped, but I'm going to start cooking as soon as I get off the show.
Okay, okay. So what time is the show? From 7 to what?
The interview is so right now. You're on air right now on radio. It starts from 6:30 to
7:30.
7:30. His interview's at 7 o'clock. We just take callers between then and play music. We just play each other's tracks. We're gonna play the last track during the interview, and then we're gonna ask him some questions while he's on air.
Okay. Okay. What station you on?
This is Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio.
How can we listen?
It's usually a link. It's a link. It's not like a station system.
Okay, okay. He should have that link up too.
He has. I gave it to his manager. She should have it. She thinks she posted it as well.
Okay.
Because you can call in the radio station like you're doing now and listen to it too. You don't have to press one to talk to us. You can listen to us as much as well as two.
Oh, so I could call, but don't press one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
or just hit one again.
It's just different ways of, you know, listening. You can use the link to listen, or you can call in and just listen that way as well.
Well, I need to find that. Well, I'm going to need to, I'm going to have to hit him so I can get that link.
He can't
get
it,
I have his number, ma'am. I have to change for it that way. Well, you just hit the test, tell everybody, like, you call in that number. They can listen to you right now as we're speaking right now. But the number you just called, you just call the same number, but just don't hit one.
That'll work.
Yeah. They can still listen that way as well.
So, y'all going to be playing any music? What else y'all going to be doing?
We're waiting on him in a couple of minutes. We're just taking calls right now. After we get off the talking, you probably play one song and then hit him in the interview.
Okay, what song y'all going to bang out?
It's one of his tracks, I believe, which is Lifestyle.
Yeah, well, we have played a couple of them already, but his next track up is The Money on My Mind.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. All right. Need to hear a little buddy. See what he about, you know?
Yeah, okay.
What do y'all think about?
He's pretty good, actually. He was at one of my shows last month. He's a pretty good artist. I listen to most of his tracks. He's a pretty good artist coming out of Baltimore.
Where was your last show at?
I like the track of his that we have played as well.
It was at the 2 o'clock club, Austin Lounge. That's the last show I was at.
Okay.
Are you from Baltimore also?
Yes. We both are, actually.
Okay. That's what's up. So y'all just do rappers? Do y'all do producers?
I am not an artist.
He said, we do both rappers or producers? He didn't say we were. We do all types of music. We haven't done country. We do producers. We have interviewed them before. Comedians. Yeah. What else? Comedians, up and coming artists.
Models.
Well, y'all versatile. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You have to be.
And it's all geared to like Baltimore. It's all different. Like, we base all of Detroit. So we have different broadcasters, different people we interview. Like Detroit,
okay.
All the way to East Coast, West Coast. Depends who's sending the music and stuff like that. The
homies up in Detroit. What up, though, huh?
We got a lot of people from up there, listening and stuff.
That's that Detroit talk right there that I'm talking. Y'all don't know nothing about that yet. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm saying it. Soon as you see him, that's all they gonna say. What up, though? Yeah, man. I say I'm hollering at my Detroit homies.
Oh.
Pump your brakes. They know. They know. Be more careful in the building. They love us down here. Yeah, man. And we let them up there.
So, are you from Detroit?
No, I'm from Bmore.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Okay.
You said
yeah,
I'm
man.
Representing Detroit.
No, because you have a different accent. That's all. Because usually a lot of people don't follow me in Detroit.
Right, right. No, I'm just hollering at the homies in Detroit.
No, he's straight out of Bmore.
She's just mad because I know people in Detroit. That's all.
Oh my God.
I got to hate her. You know? I'm everywhere like the air. She never there. But, I'm waiting for him to come on. Which should be in a few.
Definitely
will be very shortly.
Okay, so I'm going to just press one so I can listen. You know, lay back and listen.
I appreciate that.
Start over?
No, I just hit one. You can go back in the queue.
Okay.
And if he wants to ask a question with him, hit one again.
Okay.
That's my backup singer. You know what I mean? Nah, ain't no D-Wop, no V-O or nothing. You know?
We are one.
We are one clothing line, went out of business.
Don't play with me.
All right. Well, we just going to chillax and listen to the young fella. Do his thing.
All right, well, definitely thanks for calling in.
If I got a question, I'm going to call back.
Yeah.
You don't have to call back, just hit one.
Yeah, just hit one.
Oh, okay.
I got it. You're not paying attention.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too, man.
Good
holiday.
You.
All right.
You be safe, brother.
All right.
All right, let's get to Money on My Mind by our special guest, Little Cuddy, because he will be coming up. Okay, well, go ahead. I didn't know we had another one.
443-800.
Hello, say your name. Where you from?
I'm unmuted right now. I was waiting for y'all to get that talking.
You can talk. You're fine.
Oh, okay. I'm just here to listen to his song or whatever. I went to school with him, so I just want to see, you know, listen to hear what he's doing.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Y'all there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, well, go ahead and, because you said he's in the queue, right?
Why don't we just play this song and then interview him?
And then, yeah, we can play the song and then bring him on. That's what I said. All right, let's get Q Money on my...
Hello, state your name, where you from?
Look, say it again.
State your name, where you from?
You said Section 8.
I said state your name, where you from?
Oh, I'm Young Lee. I'm from Baltimore.
What's going on, man? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are we going?
We good. And yourself?
Hey, I'm good. I just joined on to hear my man, Lil Cuddy.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
He should be on shortly. We're ready to play his song right now. We're ready to play one of his songs right now. So listen to it.
All right.
No problem.
All right, let's get to Money on My Mind by our special guest, Lil Cuddy.
Are you all there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to play the song.
You hear me? Play Money on My Mind.
How you claim to be my bro, but you ain't do shit for me. I remember nowhere to go, I ain't had shit to eat. Every day I wake up, I gotta get that money. That be on my mind every day, cause that's what I need. How you claim to be my bro, but you ain't do shit for me. I remember nowhere to go, I ain't had shit to eat. Every day I wake up, I gotta get that money. That be on my mind every day, cause that's what I need. Running, I gotta get it. Half of my brothers not with it. They didn't really switch now. I can't fuck with them clowns. Half of these niggas don't come around. Niggas better not make a sound. Better mind your business. The way that we getting it. Me and my team be flipping it. LBs where I'm ripping shit. They was like, how you feeling? Getting this shit and it's chilling. Cause the ice be on me. Yeah, and I'm done with dripping. I saw this open now. Baby, like my ocean now.
You claim to be my bro, but you ain't do shit for me. I remember nowhere to go. I ain't had shit to eat. Every day I wake up, I gotta get that money. That be on my mind every day, cause that's what I need. How you claim to be my bro, but you ain't do shit for me. I remember nowhere to go, I ain't had shit to eat. Every day I wake up, I gotta get that money. That be on my mind every day, cause that's what I need. You claim to be my bro, but you ain't do shit for me. I remember nowhere to go, I ain't had shit to eat. Every day I wake up, I gotta get that money. That be on my mind every day, cause that's what I need. How you claim to be my bro, but you ain't do shit for me. I remember nowhere to go, I ain't had shit to eat. Every day I wake up, I gotta get that money. That be on my mind every day, cause that's what I need.
Bye.
All right. I like that joint too.
What's up? Let's get to our special guest.
Yeah, well, up next we have our special guest, Baltimore's own Lil Cuddy.
Live.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, Lil Cuddy. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
That's Lil Cuddy.
Oh, okay. Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
Well, we definitely want to appreciate you, you know, getting on and doing this with us tonight.
Most definitely. Pleasure's mine.
Yeah. So, like, growing up, you know, like, who was someone who inspired you to become an artist?
Oh, then I'd say Tupac, that's, like, one of my biggest inspirations. He lived in the city where I'm from, you feel me? And he done a lot to change over a short time. He changed minds. He helped the youth change. He gave us a voice. So, like, I'm a very outspoken person. It gave me a voice. So I listen to people like J. Cole. Like, J. Cole, that's another one of my inspirations that made me want to be an artist, that made me want to rap, that made me want to have a change.
Yeah, okay. So when you first was getting started, did you find that it was challenging?
Yeah, like when I first started, I wasn't good. But then, like, once I started, like, practicing, like, now I could just freestyle when I want to off the dome in a given moment. I don't got to be asked. I can write a song real fast now. I've got, like, over 200 songs in my notes just finished. So mixtape ready to come out real soon. I got mixtapes in advance, but yeah, I work real hard at this. Like, I'm my family is like full of perfectionists. Like, we real judgmental. So when I'm doing this, like, I'm doing my best with it.
Okay, that's what's up. So when's the mixtape coming out?
It's gonna be coming out late in December, like probably around Christmas.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to definitely be looking out for that. And since you mentioned it, I kind of know what your inspiration was with the Fuck Social Media song that I do like. But when you get into that creative space, what comes first? Does the beat come first, or, you know, do you get the words first?
If people want to know more about my, like, songs and dates when I'm dropping them, just follow me on Instagram at Lil Cuddy. And with the song on social media, like, basically, it was about substance. But, like, a lot of people do a lot of stuff on social media. Social media, I feel like, is dangerous. Like, people don't understand social media is a weapon. Like, people starting to kill themselves on social media. People getting murdered from social media. People's showing it, like, so it's a lot of stuff. People getting famous for doing crimes now. So, like, it's getting wicked. Like, every time you turn around, it's police on social media doing something to people, slamming, choking them out like they dug and stuff. So stuff like that. Like, I just wanted to let people know, like, just how serious it is. Like it really is that serious. Like, you should take social media seriously. You should take life seriously, really. Because social media is virtual. It's not a reality. Like, it's not real.
Yeah, it definitely can be dangerous. Yeah. Okay. So if you could collaborate with anybody, like your top three people, dead or alive, who would they be?
Oh, that's easy. J. Cole, Tupac, Nas.
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely a hot song right there. Some hot tracks.
Oh yeah, look out real soon. I'm being shot. Gorilla Gorilla magazine down Atlanta. The Stevie J magazine. I just was in a rap contest and won. And I'm ready to have a song coming out on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, radio. I'm ready to be on 95.5. I may have a radio interview the 28th, and I may have songs played on there, some new unreleased songs besides the song that I already dropped on SoundCloud. The other two is very unreleased songs, and the one that haven't heard, basically. And I got a better with B New Entertainment, which is Baltimore and New York Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Two people that work together and basically starting to do competitions and have venues and stuff. Connecting Baltimore and New York.
No, okay, that's what's up. That is definitely a good look.
So how did this start?
Well, I was a fan at first. So that's my story. When I was a fan, I was listening, and he said he needed a radio host. So I said, I take a chance on it. I always wanted to do radio before I did, like, the promotion stuff side that people see I do. So it adds more platforms to help Baltimore, and I also help myself because I do catering. So it's like any way I could do a promotion for my company, I try to help other people by promoting their company as well or their dream. So I promote sometime on here with my catering company. So it's more so a platform for all of us, but it also gives a different network. Like we met some people from like UK until like Florida, California. Some celebrities y'all might know, like Gilly Kid been on here before. Hot Boy Turk, we try to get on here before. We try to get some people that's in our generation and also the new generation. So it gives y'all platforms as well, like authors, comedians, different forms of entertainment.
I feel you.
You know, I could do one in Baltimore. I've done interviews with Teresa Davis, Jay McGraw, different people, and like it's something different. Everybody do one in Baltimore. I've been on, so I was like, shit, why not? I do it myself, and I've always been a fan of this show because they support everybody. And the same thing with other radio stations I've been to too, but this is convenient for me.
That's what's up. I just had a venue where Talisha Davis was the host.
Yeah, she's one of the, if I'm correctly, she may be the first person to interview me for my catering company. And then everybody else follows suit. So I always support what she does. Yeah, she does a couple movies she got coming out. It's really good. And she always supportive. Like, anytime we see each other, it's always love. Because the last time I seen her, it was down soundstage. And she helped me bump into Ghostface outside because he's like backstage with everybody and stuff like that. So we like family. Anytime we meet up, we talk.
Right.
See how everybody doing. So she's a good host, though. She's a good person. I like her.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. That's like Spike Lee of Baltimore.
Yes, she definitely is.
Yeah, she does a lot of movies and stuff like that. She got another project coming up. Percocet is out now. I think she's working on another one too as well. Percocet, another web series, is really good. She has coming out.
I think my manager sent you over two of my new songs. Like y'all want to be the first? I mean, y'all could play it at the end of the show. Y'all could play the two brand new songs. It's basically ready to be on a mixtape and be on all platforms.
We'll probably play it next week because when she sent it to me, I believe I got it I got it early, but I was asleep. So I couldn't turn it, I couldn't turn it over to them.
Yeah,
but I did listen to it, though.
So we definitely will get them on next week and play them for you.
Most definitely. I would definitely tune in.
No problem. So what's up with the freestyle you was talking about? You going to do a freestyle for us or what?
Oh, yeah. I had a freestyle for y'all. I said, a lot of minds going to get switched, just like a light. Everybody wants to forget, but not like a bike. I'm not tripping, strapped up. Yeah, sit like a dyke. Matter of fact, zip a duck. Yeah, you get it. It's right. New Town. Was everybody talk about the New Town? It's Baltimore, Bodymore Town. Yeah, it's L Town. We up now, not next. These people talk about how they want the money, need checks. I'm talking about how the Nikes be. Everybody liking me. I'm like Michael Jordan when I'm jumping from the sky, you see. Everybody want to talk about me. Yeah, the IUC. Matter of fact, I am Dr. Seuss the way I'm talking. See, cat in the hat. One thing and two. Yeah, it's coming blasting at you. You hot, you sneeze, and now you don't see nothing. You got the flu. It's real bad. I told these niggas how I do. Ran it up for this money, and it ain't nothing about the loot. Everybody want to talk about guns and how they shoot, but nigga, what's about the money and how you collecting loot? People starving, no lights on. Niggas down bad now, so now you gotta really get up. You gotta drag now. Big bro just got out the cell. He's taking in your bag now. I said, big bro, fact, so I gotta get it and drag now. One of my brothers still locked in 70 days. You ready to get out real soon, nigga? I'ma get you paid. Yeah, I'm ready to get rich. I'm ready to be in a whole nother way. Next freestyle I do, it might be on sway. Everybody want to be talking, man, what he say? I'm telling you niggas, you fake like them two pays. Donald Trump blowing back, that's the way. I'm not tripping, and I don't trip. This what I say, I'm really ripping. They was like, this is the day you gonna make it, doomsday. This the potential to wait.
Okay, I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, man, I definitely like that. Well, you are, from the tracks and stuff that you sent us, you are very talented. So I'm just excited to see your growth and just see how far you go in this city and beyond.
Thank you so much.
You know, that's what one of the things I like about doing the show is because, you know, a lot of people say a lot about our city, but I choose to focus on the positive and highlight what people are doing instead of the craziness you might see on the news all the time.
Exactly. Like, that's one of my goals. Like, I want to be a, like, with music, like, I'm also on my goal as I go on to being successful in my music is to be a black activist. Like, I want to actually show the youth, like, you could do this in my city. Like, you really can. You really can get out of Baltimore and be successful and help something grow and fulfill something. Like, you don't got to fall for the tricks and be in destruction.
Exactly.
See if we have any callers.
Let's get to a caller. You had a lot of people that was calling in before you got on the line. So let's see if someone has a question or just want to give you a shout out.
Okay.
443-558.
Hello, say your name. Where you from?
Me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
My name is Max. I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, you have a question for our special guest, Lil Cuddy?
Huh?
You have a question for our special guest, Lil Cuddy?
No, I just want to tell him. Keep rapping, stay motivated. He could do it. He could get somewhere. He gonna be rich and famous.
Thank you.
It's always good. You got good support.
Oh, it's definitely.
So definitely, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Yep, and you be safe out there. And happy Thanksgiving.
All right, let's get to the next one. I'm so
excited and hungry. Let's
get to the next caller. Okay. Let's hear. 4-3-8-1-3.
Hello, say your name. Where you from?
Hello,
say your name. Where you from?
We can hear you.
All right, Bucks, I think she's pocket dog.
Who is
Hello, say your name. Where you from?
Me.
Hey, what's your name, honey? We can hear you.
Yeah.
810-835.
Yo, 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 what's up? How y'all doing? You know what it is, Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan.
It's a long time on here, man.
Hey, homie.
Man, I fell asleep last week, man. How you doing, bro? How you doing? The freestyle
doing,
was pretty sick, too. Doing all right, man. Shout out to you, B. Keep it up.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to ask you a question, too. I'm going to see. What was the first song you heard or first artist that made you want to get into hip-hop?
I
heard you say Tupac. I heard you say Tupac, but what was first? What was the first artist you heard?
The first song I ever heard, I know this may sound crazy, but I grew a hatred for Biggie for no absolute reason. Like, I knew Tupac.
Man, Biggie.
Listen. I love Tupac so much that I heard Hit 'Em Up, and it was over from there. I got my mother and father got me everything of Tupac. Like, I've been Tupac down since I was young. Like, he really is a motivation. He's a Panther, a family of the Black Panthers, everything. Like, he really belongs in the history books. He's really a slept-on person in history.
Well, you know what? I got to meet him. I got to hang out with him, and I did a show with him.
That is amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hung out with him in Rated R. You know what Rated R is, right? From Thug Life?
That is amazing.
Yep, hung out with him all night. We did a show in my town. He came to my town, and the show was put on by us, so we had bought out the whole top floor of the hotel, and we hung out. Me and him, Rated R, hung out all night. Well, actually, I hung out more with Rated R. We hung out with Pac for like a couple hours, and then, you know, Pac had to do Pac, so we went to hang out with Rated R. But first time I actually met Pac was in 91, and we almost got into an altercation, and Tretch had to kind of come between us and you know, kind of make us dap up because I was pissed,
oh,
and he was pissed. But
that's
it was that Jack the Rapper in 91, and then, like, we got in an argument or whatever, and then I had, like, a business meeting up at the Marriott, and me and him got in an argument, and, like, I had left because, like, I was so pissed, and I left because my hotel was down the street. So then I came back.
Who was
at
a hotel
beefing,
though?
Well, because, okay, here's the problem. So I had a person that was with me. It was a female. She was white. She was my manager. She had brought me down there, right? So she wanted a picture with Pac. So, I don't take pictures with people because I feel like I'm the same as you. I'm not a fan. I mean, I love what you do, but I'm not really a fan like that. Like, you know, let's get some pictures and all that. I don't got pictures. I've been with Abe. I've been with Biggie. I've been with, you know, the Fugees and all that. I don't got pictures. But anyway, so she wanted a picture. So, you know, she was my manager. So, you know, she's a female. So I went to ask him, like, hey, is it all right to get a picture? And he was talking to some chicks. And he was like, you see how these niggas is? They all on my – I was like, hey, bro, I don't want a picture with you. Could care less. I said, she wants a picture. So then we got in a big argument or whatever. So then, like, he walked off, I walked off. So then we came back later. I had a meeting up in the Marriott because, you know, we was doing our thing. I get ready to go downstairs, you know, leave. I left my meeting. I get ready to get on the elevator. I hit the button, you know. The elevator open, and it's Tretch and Pac on the elevator by themselves. Know what I mean? So I'm a big dude, you know what I mean? At this point, like right now, like 225 because I was fat. But at that point, I was like 340. So, like, I got on the elevator, like, ready to fight both of them. Who cares, right? So, like, I'm in the elevator, and Tretch was like, this the dude from earlier? He was like, yeah. So I'm thinking, like, oh, okay. And I had a pistol on me, whatever. So I'm thinking, like, I'm for the, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, but Tretch, I got to give him a shout-out because he was like, you know, hey, man, we brothers. Y'all ain't supposed to be beefing over nothing. Y'all dapped it up. You know what I mean? We dapped it up. You know what I mean? It was like, and then, like, after that, I didn't see him for, like, I guess 6 years. And then he came here. He remembered who I was because I walked up on him like, hey, yo, you remember me, right? He was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, ain't good because you in my city and blah, blah. And then we kicked it. And it was like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, you know, people had this thing, this stigma about Pac the way he was or whatever. But he actually was a cool dude. You know, if you know, anybody get approached wrong or anything, you know, you're going to have, you know, us being black and coming from the hood, we got attitudes, you know what I mean?
Cause, yeah,
you
know, like
that.
Hey, right. But
yeah,
sometimes, you know, we can't come off the attitude, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it comes to us, you know, we're supposed to come off that attitude, you know, just leave that at the door if it's possible. You know, if both people is willing to work, supposed to leave the attitude at the door. And I can honestly say, he was like that, and I was like that. You know, we had a good time that night. You know what I mean? So that was just my little Pac story. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Salute to you. You know, I'm a Biggie fan myself, you know, because I'm a lyricist. So, you know, Biggie is my favorite, you know, but Pac is up there with me too, you know what I mean? Just for the fact that I knew him as, you know, I was with him as a person. So I know, you know, and then I watched his career, you know what I mean? Because, like, he was a dancer, you know what I mean? Before when he first started, he was a dancer. You know, before that, he was a roadie. Then he was a dancer. Then his first song he did was, you know, All Around the World, same song. And, you know, when he came out, Pac from the Underground, down with the, you know, I was like, oh, man. You know, he came out with Trap. That was my favorite song for the longest. You know what I mean? Because that was the dope video. I had the same shoes Pac had. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
All right, throw your shout-outs. I mean, your links and stuff out there. Because, yeah, show almost over.
Oh, yeah. Kylie the Way 1-0, a.k.a. Chucky V. My album, Def OJ, will be hitting the streets in 3 weeks. New video in 2 weeks. Check out Know the Difference. Death in All Lanes is out on Spotify, iTunes, all net stores. Hit me up, Kylie the Way 1-0, on Twitter and Instagram. On Kylie the Way 1-0 on Facebook as a artist page. And then Carlos Carlito Johnson as a regular page, and just check me out, man. Def OJ, DefOJ. You can just Google search that. Get all my new music and everything. Salute to everybody. Salute to Black Tears. Salute to Blackout Radio. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Holler at my boy Navarre. You know what I'm saying? Sweet Tooth. You know what I'm saying? Sweet Tooth Catering. You know, hey yo, Keith. Hey yo, Keith. I don't know no Kiana. You know what I mean? So, shout out to you, Keisha. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you, man. My man, shout out to you too, man, for real. You doing your thing.
Right.
Keep up, man. I like to see people who spit some lyrics. You spit some lyrics, man. So, you know, keep your hip hop alive. 100.
All right.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'm done.
Thanks for calling. And be safe out there.
For sure. All right, I'll let you out next week.
All right, so Lil Cuddy, you got any like shows or anything coming up?
Yeah, I got one coming up on the 25th. I got a another show soon to be ready to come up later on this month, and I got some this book for basically next month inside of December.
Okay, and they all here?
Everybody can listen out for my new song. That's gonna be on 95.5. November the 28th, and then it's going to be in a cycle. Y'all going to be able to hear it rotting that. It's going to be straight bars. You got to listen to All Pain, straight bars.
Yeah, okay.
And then next month, I'm dropping a mixtape.
Okay, all right, well, definitely throw your links out there so people, you know where to find you.
Most definitely. Follow me at all my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, at Lil Cuddy. _ That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
It's at, and just put LOR, not little, Lore. Always remember it's Lore, not little, Lore. Lore Cuddy. LOR, then _CUTTY, Lore Cuddy. All right,
well, you stay on the line. We're going to play that Fuck Social Media again, and then we're going to close out the interview.
Okay.
Black Tears, play Fuck